Harvard poll, public opposes Joe Biden's migration policies, and GOP's criticism. By Neil Monroe on June 28, 2021. Almost 7 out of 10 Americans believe President Joe Biden's policies encourage illegal migration, says a Harvard-Harris poll of 2006 registered voters. The June 15 to 17 poll asked, "Do you think the Biden administration executive orders on immigration encourage or discourage illegal immigration?" 68% said yes, and just 32% said no. The poll also showed 55% of the voters believe Biden's deputies should have preserved President Donald Trump's border rules, and while 55% believe that Biden's policies increase the flow of drugs. Yet the poll also showed that many swing voters reject the GOP's criticism of Biden. For example, voters split 50% to 50% when they were asked, "Is the Biden administration creating an open border or is it just trying to enforce immigration laws more humanely?" Biden's 50% support includes 34% of Republicans and roughly half, 55%, of self-proclaimed swing voting independents. Biden's 50% support on immigration likely will minimize any harm in the 2022 election, unless the GOP can put forward a positive pro-American agenda for migration and the border. So far, the GOP's leaders, including Representative Kevin McCarthy, RCA, and Sen. Mitch McConnell, RKY, have refused to offer a positive immigration message to swing voters, and especially to swing voting women who are worried about their family's income and status amid the chaotic migration. Instead, the GOP leaders merely offer a negative message of blaming Biden for a crisis at the border, including the damage done to migrants, while the Democrat-dominated TV networks broadcast Biden's promise of humane, orderly, and safe migration. Pro-migration pollsters say the GOP's negative message portrays the GOP as mean towards migrants, especially among suburban women. But the GOP's negative message allows GOP leaders to stay silent about the wealth-shifting economics of migration, which is fervently backed by their major business donors who gain from the inflow of new consumers, renters, and cheap workers. Decades of data show that migration damages ordinary Americans' career opportunities, cuts their wages, raises their rents, curbs their productivity, shrinks their political clout, and wrecks their open-minded, equality-promoting civic culture. In response, Representative Jim Banks, RN, and the 100-plus members of the Republican Study Committee are now prodding GOP leaders towards a more populist agenda. That April agenda includes the protection of American families from the pro-migration policies favored by Wall Street investors, saying, "Americans regardless of party recognize the need to afford basic protections to U.S. workers in the job market. And voters throughout America recognize that we must first consider the social, economic and financial well-being of all American citizens and lawful residents here today. Biden has rejected this mainstream consensus and, with virtually no announcement or discussion, is sailing the United States deep into uncharted waters." Like many other polls, the Harvard-Harris poll shows most voters oppose Biden's claims and his business-backed inflow of migrants into Americans' workplaces, communities, schools, and civic life. 67% of respondents say illegal migrants should be turned back to Mexico, as Trump required, while 33% agree with Biden's policy of allowing migrants into the United States to apply for asylum, the Harvard-Harris poll said. 61% say the huge flood of coyote-accompanied children at the border is the fault of the Biden administration, while 39% blame Trump for the inflow during Biden's first several months, according to the poll. 56% of respondents reject Biden's claim climate change, racism and sexism are root causes of migration, while just 44% agree, according to the poll. Each year, 4 million young Americans enter the workforce. Their government forces them to compete against a growing population of illegal migrants, against 1 million new legal immigrants, and the resident workforce of roughly 2 million temporary guest workers. So a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This opposition is multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity Americans owe to each other. The voter opposition to elite-backed economic migration coexists with support for legal immigrants and some sympathy for illegal migrants. But only a minority of Americans, mostly leftists, embrace the many skewed polls and articles pushing the 1950s corporate nation of immigrants claim. The deep public opposition to labor migration is built on the widespread recognition that legal immigration, visa workers, and illegal migration undermine democratic self-government, fracture American society, move money away from Americans' pocketbooks, and worsen living costs for American families. Migration moves wealth from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to investors, from technology to stoop labor, from red states to blue states, and from the central states to the coastal states such as New York.